It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
All right, folks, Mike the Ref here at the Evandale Community Hall here for RCW Boiling Point. And definitely it was boiling point with the weather here today. Plus 30 and change did not make it a very easy sitting experience for everybody, but it definitely was a good show to watch. Andre C is on special assignment tonight, so I have the A-team here tonight. First of all, the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton.
It's good to be here, guys.
Told you, you got to come up with something
all
new
right,
here. Jeez.
Sorry, I will.
And of course, I got the... I'd say number 1.5 Eskies fan here, Billy Bob.
Great to be here tonight.
And, of course, we got Luke St. Fan Nielsen, internet guru here.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
It was, what would you guys say? It was a good card. Pretty much from top to bottom, it was pretty decent. Set up a lot of matches for next month. Let's just go through a rundown of the card here right now. First of all, we had an impromptu match with the debuting Matt Hart. Tagging up with Bobby Sharp, taking on Dick Richards and Zarif Metrovic of the First Family. Luke, what were your thoughts on that match?
Well, of course, I was impressed to see a third. He's a third generation member, right? A third generation member of the Hart family.
Yes, I do believe he is. Sorry, guys, I am so popular. It's not even funny here.
Third generation.
He's son of Smith Hart, correct, Brian?
Yes.
Okay. So, continue.
Yes, and anyways, after all that squeaking there. Yes. Yeah, he's a third-generation member and certainly didn't look out of place in his RCW debut. And not to mention he got involved right into one of the RCW programs right away. So, yeah.
Absolutely, it was a good match. Billy Bob, what'd you think?
Yeah, it was an excellent match, and for Matt Hart, it was an excellent match for him for his debut, and he won.
Very good match with him and Bobby teaming up. I thought he did really good to see him for the very first time. It'll be great to see him more and see what else he can do.
Absolutely. Another high flyer like Matt Hart here right now, teaming up with Bobby Sharp, that is a deadly combo.
Oh, that was great.
I feel a little giddy here. I'd like to see those two go at it. That would be a hell of a match too. But right now, I don't mind them teaming up. So from there, we go to... I want to give a special shout-out here to Andre C. here because his favorite wrestler was up next. William Saint took on Ugg. Shane O'Ryan ended up getting kicked out here after the match here. Luke, what were your thoughts on the match?
I thought those two put on a better performance than...
Speaking of Willie Saint here, we're just talking about his match here. William, what did you think, Shane O'Ryan cost you that match?
You know, screw Shane O'Ryan. You know how long Shane O'Ryan's been with me here in RCW? 9 damn months. Do you know how many times I've lost? Do you know how long I've been on a losing streak? Take a guess. Take a wild guess. 9 damn months. And I can guarantee you one thing. Starting next show, I'm by myself. I'm doing my own thing. And I'm going to be starting a winning streak like no other.
All right, folks. Post chicken wing here on Luke. That was William Saint. I'm so glad Andre wasn't here right now, or we might have some fighting words going on. Would you like to continue now, Luke, or come back to you?
I'd just like to add there that it was actually a better match than I enjoyed that one better than the previous month. And Ugg had talked with Ugg during the intermission, and he even thought that was better too.
Yeah, it was a good match, and William Saint, it's no wonder he loses 9 times, because he can't wrestle himself out of a paper bag.
A good match. I got the win, but Willie Saint kept asking Shane for Ugg's chain, but he wouldn't gave it to him, and, he paid the price, and then Shane O'Reilly paid the price, so we'll have to see what goes on with those two now.
Yeah, it was pretty similar to the match we had last month with Ugg taking control most of the match until William tried to get dirty tactics involved and Shane wouldn't give him a hand. After the match, there was a beatdown by William Saint on Shane O'Ryan until the save by Ugg himself, which sounds really weird. So I don't know what's going to happen with Shane O'Ryan now. But on a side note right now, based on what we just see, guys, would you guys be in favor of a Luke Saint Fan Nielsen versus Willie Saint match?
No, I don't think so.
Nah, Luke would lose in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I do have some Taekwondo experience, but I just recently had my shoulder operated on. They're like getting some surgery. So even if I was up, even despite my third degree Taekwondo belt, I wouldn't be 100% regardless.
Andre C versus William Saint.
Yeah, we're calling in for a handicap match right now. Luke Nielsen, Andre C, William Saint. Book it. All right, let's get on to the next match here. We had Barricade come out, and before I mention the opponent, guys, shirtless Barricade, thoughts?
Scary.
One word? One word?
Big Daddy V would be so proud.
I don't know how that's one word, but anyway.
Well,
it was
whatever.
So
I got my point across.
And I'm a loss for words for that. I don't want to see that ever again because it was lighting up the country sky here. So Barricade takes on the debuting Mutado. We have seen him in MPW, and now he's a member of the RCW roster. Brian, what were your thoughts on the match here?
Oh, very good match. To see Mutado again was awesome. He's lost a lot of weight from the last time I seen him, and he looked in really good shape. And to take on Barricade, who's almost twice his size, pretty much by the looks of it, it was good, and he got the win somehow, so which is good.
Yeah, Mutado held his own quite well, and the match was short and to the point, so I think that they handled themselves quite well.
This is my first time seeing Mutado, and he handled himself pretty good, and I'm glad he won the match.
Myself, personally, I'm hoping that we can see Mutado take on somebody his own frame, his own size. You got new guys like Matt Hart, you got Bobby Sharp, you got Zarif Metrovich, you got Dick Richards. Well, Dick Richards could fight with anybody and it'd be
exactly
fine, but even if you bring in guys like Matt Estatic that were here earlier and
yep,
some of the smaller guys, I think that would be a really entertaining match with those guys. And then from there, we went to our first of three in a row title matches featuring the RCW Women's Championship with Kathy Cougar challenging Kat Von Hees for the women's title. Now, this was pretty much a straightforward match with Kat getting the victory over Kathy. Billy Bob, your thoughts on the match?
It was an excellent match. Cougar did a hell of a match fighting, but Kat's did her best to win it with her pin.
Very good match. Kat Von Hees got the win. She looks very good every time we see her. Kathy Cougar put up a good fight, but in the end, she came up short, which doesn't help her, but Kat keeps the belt, so that's all the good.
Yeah, it was Kat versus Kat. What can you say there? Kat, both ladies can put on a great match in the ring, and I wouldn't mind seeing a rematch sometime, maybe next month or so.
Yeah, with those two there, it was a rather, I would say a rather straightforward match. I know it was pretty hard hitting and whatnot, but sorry, I'm just taking a pace here. I'm a little scared at this moment here. Just had somebody pass by. We'll get into that situation a little later on here, but
see those two women be a tag team partner.
It was a very good match in that point. You pretty much knew who was going to win from the start, and it did show. I finished with the TKO just for normal, and we're looking forward to what the next challenge is for Kat Von Hees coming up in the next month here. And then from there, you go, what the hell is going on here, match of the night? Well, part one at this point. The RCW Canadian Tag Team Championships. Team Impact with Pissed Off Pitbull Robbie Royce and Anderson Tyson Moore, ATM, taking on the champions Dogs of War, Sundog Steven Styles, and the German juggernaut Moses Luke. Now, this match ended up being a double disqualification. Basically, they had to throw the match out. Was anybody here surprised with the fact that this match basically had to get thrown out, not being that it was a straightforward match?
Well, yeah, I was surprised that the match ended up that way, but it didn't bother me because it's going to lead to a much better match next month, and those and the Dogs of War they won the match. Oh, they won the titles initially in a street fight against Newfoundland Viking Rage, if I'm right.
Actually, no. They won a title opportunity against the NVR with the Battle Royal back at the Gold Rush event.
But they
never managed to win those belts because they couldn't make it out for the 1 month due to an injury.
No, the Dogs of War, not...
Oh, the Dogs of War, yes. The Dogs of War won the belts in a hardcore match in Calgary.
The Dogs of War have already shown they can go in a big brawl. So now they're going to fight... So now they're going to go at it once again in another type of match like that. So I'll be looking forward to seeing something like this.
So Steven Styles' partner is ready to go for their next match against these guys because getting his arm put through the chair and didn't look too good after the match. But it looks like he's going to be back for their next match, and hopefully it's a street fight and they can beat him.
This match didn't surprise me at all. I knew it was going to get into fisticuffs and then probably end up in an all-out war brawl, which did, and sets up for next month, which is going to be a hell of a great street fight, so I cannot wait to see that.
It could probably be a handicap match if you put Delmar in it also.
Yeah.
We could put Delmar in it. We could put that old lady that... Steven Styles accidentally ran into in it.
We had the last one here tonight.
Yeah, it was an interesting moment, folks. I'm just going to leave it at that at this moment. But next month, they are actually having an Extreme Rules match between Steven Styles and another partner he mentioned. He didn't say specifically who, but they're going to be taking on Team Impact. I have no idea who it could be. I have a few ideas, but nothing that's really... forming right now. So, but from there we moved on to intermission. Coming back from intermission, we had our third title match, which it produced some interesting results here. The Cutting Edge Wrestling North Atlantic Heavyweight Championship was defended by the Viking Lord Vince Austin against Leon Grayson. Now, the special enforcer outside the ring, Black Sheep MMA's Tim the Thrashing Machine Hegg. This ended up being not an outside enforcer, but rather a outside participant.
Yes.
With Hegg basically turning heel for the money. I think, and we also had the return of Andrew Hawks,
yeah,
who came out to interfere as well in the match. Guys, your thoughts on the match?
Well, from the storyline that came out of it, I didn't mind the result that came out of it, but the match itself, I was kind of disappointed in the match. And afterwards, I guess Leon came up to me and said that Tim and Vince were disappointed with how it came out.
Yeah, it was a disappointing match at the end with the outcome, and hopefully they could have a return match where Leon can win the match the next time they have one.
Yeah, I was looking forward to this match. I thought it would be great to see. I was looking forward to seeing the special enforcer keep, enforcing the rules and that. But unfortunately, he was on the paying roll of the NVR, which helped in their win cause. And they didn't get the win, but they really kicked the shit out of Leon Grayson. And so, I mean, but it wasn't that great. So hopefully next time they can have a really good match.
Yeah, it ended up being a disqualification victory for Grayson due to the outside interference of Hawks, essentially, because they can't really do it for Hegg because he was physically part of the match. So, and they have set up a tag team match with Vince Austin teaming up with Tim Hegg to take on Leon Grayson and another MMA opponent there. I didn't remember his name right off the bat. I know there's some stuff going on here, but that'll be coming out in the next few weeks here, folks. That's going to be an interesting match with two guys that are MMA fighters. That could be a very interesting setup here. But From there, we went on to the main event. And folks, this is called clusterfuck number two here. Because this match... Okay, I am the ring announcer for RCW. I had no idea what a Slammer's Rules match was going into the match. I see a strap, and I see two competitors. I see a table. I see a chair. And I see what the fuck is going on here. Big Jess Youngblood gets the victory over Bryce the Slammer Silva after a huge island driver made famous by Rikishi into a table.
Yeah, I think it was a table there.
Yeah, it was a table at that point.
A pocket table, but whatever.
Yeah, we had powerbomb spots through tables. We had...
Low blows.
We had chair shots. We had strap shots. We had people getting thrown into crowds of chairs.
Picnic tables. All over the freaking
place.
Yeah,
picnic table.
We were in the picnic area right now just outside the arena, and they were going out here. It was a crazy match, but Jess Youngblood finally did get the victory. You guys, your thoughts on the match?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the rules weren't exactly well-defined, but yeah, the two of them do have some prior history, and a couple years back, Jess and Slammer put on a 30-minute classic that I still remember quite well, so I did expect to see a big, very good brawl out of it, and tonight was no different.
Already seen of Jess Youngblood, yeah, it's his typical way of wrestling, and Slammer, his typical way, his wrestling abilities, and... with Jess Youngblood winning the match the way he did, and then throwing the strap at the announcer.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a second, folks. Brian, your thoughts on the match?
Oh, this match was insane. It was all over the building. It was into the crowd. It was outside. I mean, it was all over the place. You didn't know what was going on. It's just what I was expecting, a Pier 6 brawl, and nothing was settled except, well, Jesse Youngblood got the win, but I think this is long from over. This is going to go on for a while yet.
I think that shot on Sova was really damaging. I don't know if he's going to be able to make it back for next month.
Yeah, you never know. That was pretty cool.
Who knows what's going to happen here? But, yes, after the match, I was starting to announce the next show because Jesse was taking forever to get out of the ring, and the fans were leaving, so I wanted to hit them up before they left. Big Jess told me to shut up and threw the strap at me, got me right in the face. Well, you know what? I'm sure he's going to get his sometime here soon, folks. But we'll leave it at that. He came up and grabbed me. And, yeah, I don't take that stuff lightly, but when there's a guy that's 333 pounds looking at me like I'm a piece of fresh meat, yeah, no, I ain't going to fight back at that moment. But with that match... wrapped up the card for the night. The next show is August 22nd for Extreme Measures. Guys, your overall thoughts on the card tonight?
Yeah. For the most part, yeah, it was a card that was well worth the ticket there. The main event delivered, and the opening tag match I enjoyed in particular.
All the matches they deserved numero uno from me. They were all excellent, both the first match and the last match. They were both excellent.
Overall, great show. If you weren't here, you missed a hell of a great show. I just want to say a great shout out to Andre C. He missed a great show. And one more thing, a late birthday wish for the big guy. So happy birthday on Thursday, boy.
Yes, a big happy birthday to the big guy, Delmer, who is turning, I think it's 85?
46.
46. 64.
69.
I don't know. Either way, he's getting old. But
young bucks at heart. It's like me on the 29th of August, 55.
Got to take care of the front row mafia, guys.
Exactly.
So. Just a couple notes on the upcoming shows on the podcast. I believe Andre is working on a quick calls right now for the UFC pay-per-view that just came down. If he's got it down, we're going to get it up ASAP here along with this one. This Wednesday upcoming, we are going to have Andre C's Wrestling Clarity. I know it's a week late, but we want to make sure we get quality, not quantity, out to you guys. And we're going to be talking about the PWA show and his thoughts on Night of Champions, as well as his thoughts on the UFC. And I believe he's got some other things wrestling up in his mind there. So, and basically, when it comes to Andre, anything could be coming up in his mind. So we'll just Weaver there. My next edition of the Blown Call Show will be, I believe it'll be on the 22nd at this point here. We're going to be covering the CFL and the different rule changes and different thoughts about the upcoming season here. I'm trying to wrangle up some special guests for the show, but stay tuned and to the network and we will let you know what's going on. But once again, thank you very much to my special guests here, Luke St. Van Nielsen.
Thank you all for listening.
The number 1 point, let's move him up to 1.3, Eskimos fan, Billy Bob here.
Great to be on the show tonight again. Thank you.
And, of course, our mind with a cause here, the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton.
It's always fun to be here with you guys.
This is Mike the Ref saying, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls from the Evansdale Community League with RCW Boiling Point on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out EdmontonSPN.podbean.com.